Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. US media say a convoy of buses carrying 300 American civilians has left the Sudanese capital Khartoum, bound for Port Sudan, 800 kilometres to the northeast. A ceasefire by the two rival military factions in Sudan has not held. Fighting has continued in Khartoum and the western Darfur region. David Bamford
reports. This appears
to be a
significant evacuation from Sudan of Americans who are not diplomats. They and other US officials were moved abroad 5 days ago. The operation is reportedly taking place under the protection of armed drones flying overhead. Many other countries are winding down their evacuation programs, having already repatriated thousands of their nationals. The US convoy is heading for Port Sudan on the east coast. Latest reports from there say the quayside is packed with hundreds of Yemenis, Gulf Arabs and Syrians waiting to board ships that will take them to Saudi Arabia.
The European Union has reached a deal which will allow Ukraine to continue exporting its crops through neighbouring countries. Poland, Slovakia, Hungary and Bulgaria had introduced restrictions on Ukrainian produce like wheat, saying it was undercutting their domestic prices. With the latest for us, here's Paul Moss.
This is a relief for all sides. The European Union has been a staunch ally of Ukraine since Russia invaded, so it was a spanner in the works of this warm relationship when Eastern European farmers started complaining about all the cheap Ukrainian agricultural produce coming across their borders. Ukraine's normal export route through the Black Sea has been restricted because of the war, and the crops were always supposed to be merely passing through Europe on their way to countries further afield. The EU says it will now make sure that happens and will compensate farmers for any loss of livelihood.
The United Nations has urged governments to stop forcibly returning Haitians who've left the country. Around 36,000 people were sent back to Haiti between January and March this year, despite widespread violence there. The US Central Bank has acknowledged that it failed to act with sufficient force and urgency in its oversight of Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed last month in the country's biggest bank failure since 2008. Michael Duncan reports.
The acceptance by the Federal Reserve that it failed to act quickly enough is one of the main findings from its own investigation. The collapse of SVB caused global fears about the state of the banking industry. Analysts say the review is a rare example of self-criticism from the Fed. It said it needed to learn from the collapse and strengthen supervision and regulation. The review comes as another US lender, First Republic, remains in trouble. Regulators are reported to be working on a potential rescue for the struggling firm, which was the 14th largest bank in the United States at the end of last year.
World news from the BBC. The US Army has grounded non-essential flying units for training after two recent helicopter crashes which killed 12 soldiers. The Army said in a statement all of its pilots would undergo a day's training next month, except for those participating in critical missions. About 16 illegal armed groups in Colombia have announced a pause in hostilities in the country's second largest city, Medellin. The announcement came from government representatives who've been negotiating with members of the criminal gangs. There was no mention of how long the pause in fighting would last. Since he came into office in 2022, the left-wing president Gustavo Petro has been trying to establish peace in the country by negotiating with political and criminal armed organisations. Syrian state media reports that there's been an Israeli rocket attack in the Homs region. The report said that Syrian air defences had shot down some of the rockets. Several fires broke out and explosions were heard. The Sana news agency said the target of the attack was an ammunition depot belonging to the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. A new statue of a mermaid in a fishing village in Puglia in southern Italy has caused a stir, with some critics calling it too provocative. Simon Ponsford has the details.
It's a bit different from the slim figure of the world-famous Little Mermaid sculpture in Denmark. This new statue in a piazza in southern Italy boldly depicts a mermaid with prominent breasts and backside. Students from an art college in Monopoli came up with the design. The head of the school called it a tribute to the great majority of women who are curvy. But on social media, some people were perplexed. One Italian actress suggested that such features had never been seen before on a mermaid, at least not any I know. For now, the statue has been covered up until its inauguration.
And that's the latest BBC news.